Oh, Owatonna Jr. Fardoza Farah has qualified for the state speech meet, and you tell me it's the first time you've qualified for state. How long have you been in speech?
This is my third year in speech.
Okay. What got you started?
My freshman year, I went to an informative session about speech, and that's really what got me involved. It felt like a really nice community that I wanted to be a part of.
Okay. What have you qualified for state in? What's your topic and your speech?
I'm in the category of discussion, and our main topic is global wellness this year.
Global wellness. So what kind of a message are you delivering? Or just tell me a little bit about your presentation then, if you could.
Yeah, so discussion, there's no set speech. So there's not one specific thing that I talk about. We get a prompt that will tell us what the topic of that discussion round is. And we'll just have a discussion, sort of like a Socratic seminar, but with more debate features.
Wow. So you've got a general topic, and you said global wellness, but then when it comes time to make your presentation, just right then and there, you get kind of the specific thing to talk about?
Yeah, well, we get about a five-minute prep, okay. But I have a lot of research that I usually use. I spend that time just kind of picking my research out, and then it's not much of a presentation, more just talking with people mm-hmm. and trying to stand out as a leader in order to win that discussion round.
So you must have done a ton of research beforehand then, or feel you're pretty well versed in this topic, I assume?
Yeah, I've been doing research since December of 2020, so I've been at it for a couple months now. Yeah.
Okay, all right. And do you have a certain passion, or have you developed a passion for kind of global wellness, or the overall kind of theme and topic of that?
Yeah, there are a lot of different themes. I'd say that income inequality and food insecurity are probably my two best ones that I really like talking about, because I have some passion with that, so it's easier to stand out in the group.
How do you feel about the fact that it's virtual instead of being all together as in previous times?
I think it makes discussion a bit harder because it's harder to read body language of people. But overall, I'd say that it has been really great with considering circumstances. It's been a really great opportunity to get closer with the team, because usually we're just running around at a school trying to get our things done. But since we're together now, we're a lot more connected. I've been able to get to know my teammates more.
Okay. Fardoza, what's your goal for state?
My goal is just to try and stand out and be calm and confident in my discussion rounds, and hopefully it pays off. But I'll just try my best, and I mean, it's state, so.
Okay. And I know just recently you also qualified for another program outside the realm of speech. What is that? If it seems like that's a pretty nice honor for you.
Yeah, I am a delegate for the United States Senate Youth Program.
Okay.
So all that really means is that I'm one of the two delegates from Minnesota who represent our state at the Senate level as youth delegates.
Okay, and a certain inspiration to apply for something like that, or thought behind it?
Yeah, I was looking into politics, and that stood out to me, honestly, from a Google search. So I sent in an application, and they really liked my other leadership opportunities, leadership accomplishments, so they took me in.
Okay, neat. And Fardoza, what is, I'm sorry if I already asked this, but what's your goal at state here for speech? What's the goal?
Just to remain calm and also be confident in discussion rounds and try my best.
Okay, and I should move on to my next question, which is, what other activities are you involved in here in the high school?
Yeah, I'm involved with multiple activities here. I do speech. I'm also on the mock trial team.
Mm-hmm.
I do link crew. I'm on our student council. I also do NHS. I'm on Color Guard, Owatonna Girls United, SHOC, which is Students Helping Others Choose. And I think that might be it.
Okay. Well, that's all fantastic. Congratulations on all these cool honors for you, and good luck at state speech.
Thank you.
Fardoza Farah.